This is Firepower, only at band.video. And now, your host, Will Johnson.
Good evening. My name is Will Johnson, and this is Firepower. We have another exciting show for you tonight. We actually had our first full week last week, and it was very interesting, and it was very positive, and it turned out to be very well. So I want to thank everyone for joining us. I want to thank everyone for going to band.video, and thank you for sharing that link. Thank you for sharing the videos. Okay, so let's get into it. The Democrats are attempting to take back America, or their America, with impeachment. I mean, it's like we all saw it coming. They have nothing else, right? The Democrats are showing their true colors. They're coming to realize that they cannot beat President Trump in the 2020 election. They're seeing it. So what's the next best thing for them to do, or the next best thing in their mind? The next thing they're going to do, or the thing that they've been trying to do, of course, is impeachment. They have nothing else. They don't know what else to do, except for they have one other thing that they're probably doing, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're constantly doing it day after day, and that is asking Michelle Obama to throw her name into the hat. Day after day, I guarantee it. Wouldn't surprise me one bit. So the Democrat Party, they are the party of conflict. See, we're having all of these issues, not just in America, but throughout the world, and the Democrats seem to be happy about it. They're almost like excited about the conflict. They used to scream the Republicans are the ones who wanted war. Now the Democrats seem to can't help themselves and go out for wanting to have war. Why is that? See, the left, they need President Trump to enter into war with Iran or any other country that's willing to go to war with the United States of America. Why? Because they want to blame President Trump for us going to war. See, I truly believe that the Democrats in the background, some deep state stuff, some possibly coup stuff happening still, that they're trying to do something to get us to go into war with another country. You know, they've probably been happy with us going to war with North Korea. But see, President Trump reversed that. When they shot down a drone, President Trump reversed that. The Democrats were kind of upset. So now we have the Democrats. They're not only trying to increase the deficit, but now they're wanting to send our young men and women into battle. Have you noticed that the Democrats pay more attention to these other countries and the people coming to our country than they do the American people living in tents, tent cities in their city? They're more concerned about people outside of America or coming to America. This past weekend, there was an episode called the Revolt Summit. And it had a panel of black people, of course, talking about President Trump and, wait for it, white people. Big surprise there, right? See, this is another example of how black people complain about white people and then turn around and support the same white people that put them in the same predicament that they're in today. Chicago, Delaware, Oakland, just to name a few. All right, so go to band.video. Click on my video, click on my picture here, and once you click on the picture, it'll bring you to the live stream. And we're going to head on in the studio, and I want to tell you, I want to give a shout out to a Bradley King, a young man. He's the youth that we all need to be fighting for, the youth, what we need to be fighting for. Have a special guest is coming on tonight, Bryson Gray, the big Trump hat. He's coming on with us tonight. He's going to be a special guest. And Chad William Owens, the youth, he's going to be coming on with us as well. So do me a favor. Go over to band.video. Go over to band.video and share the link. Share the link so you can join us tonight here on Firepower. My name is Will Johnson. Share the link. Firepowernews.com. We'll be back after this. We'll be right back.
is Firepower.
All right. Monday. Thank you for joining us. Firepowernews.com. We are talking about, again, impeachment. Now they're going for impeachment on Brett Kavanaugh. You remember Brett Kavanaugh? We had Blasey Ford. They pulled her out the woodworks and tried to get her to... they tried to get her to make it look like she was assaulted by him so he would not be sitting on the seat today. So we have some clips that we're going to show you that's going to tie in or address the issue that we're talking about. See, I truly believe that the Democrats, they believe that they can impeach their way in taking back America. Well, how else are they going to do it? See, if the Democrats do the honest thing, or if the Democrats play fair, they know for a fact that they're not going to win against President Trump in 2020. And see, now this attack on Brett Kavanaugh, because he's a Supreme Court justice, if they impeach him and then they remove President Trump, what does that mean? That means another seat. And I think, what is it, RBG? She's about to check out too. She's about to check out. She's no longer going to be sitting there. She's getting to the point where she can't do it. Right? I mean, we all see the writing on the wall on that one. And I'm not wishing anything ill on her, but we all see the writing on the wall that she's going to not be here too much longer. So let's go to this first clip that we have, and then we're going to bring Tom Peppert on with us. All right, this is the MSNBC wanting to impeach Kavanaugh.
A Yale classmate of Kavanaugh said that he saw, quote, Kavanaugh with his pants down at a drunken dorm party where friends pushed his penis into the hand of a female student. The Times reports that Steyer notified senators and the FBI about his account, but the Bureau did not investigate. The Times also found that a similar allegation by another Yale classmate, Deborah Ramirez, that Kavanaugh waved his penis in her face at a party at Yale was corroborated by at least seven people, but that the FBI didn't call any, not one of the 25 potential witnesses Ramirez provided to the Bureau. Donald Trump responded to the story by tweeting that Kavanaugh should start suing people, or that the Justice Department should, quote, come to his rescue.
You know what? I mean, President Trump's right. President Trump's right. I mean, they're going after Kavanaugh for what? I just said why they're doing it. Because they want that seat to be open. See, the Democrats, they don't completely think things through. They never do. But they're thinking that if they can impeach President Trump and they can impeach Kavanaugh, just make up something, impeach him. They want to impeach him basically because they don't like him. If all this was an issue, why did Brett Kavanaugh's career advance so far before they start coming out with all of these allegations? Why is that? Why wait till he goes so far before you start saying something? If you break the law today and you get caught tomorrow, then you possibly should go to jail tomorrow or the next day. Not years later. It shouldn't be taking place. So I think we have Tom Peppert with us. He's coming up from his new studio. All right, so let's bring Tom in. We're going to talk some more about this, about Brett Kavanaugh. And Tom, I have another video that I want to show here. And then I want to get your opinion on it and see what you think about this. Because, you know, the Democrats, they're saying that Brett Kavanaugh is a bully. And they're afraid because he's a bully and he's in the Supreme Court justice and he's a bully. He's a bad white man. That's what it is. He's a bad white man and he's sitting up there and we have to get rid of him. So let's go to this clip and then we're going to get your opinion on it when we come back.
He doesn't have the temperament to be a Supreme Court justice based on his behavior in the hearing. And I also disagreed with him vehemently about, you know, he fundamentally And here's something that goes, I see in the arc of his life, and that is he's sort of a bully for people who are from the wrong side of the tracks, right? The women who he sexually abused were women when he got drunk he thought he could take advantage of because they were not as big and as powerful and as he was.
So she was a former prosecutor, and she's on there saying that Brett Kavanaugh assaulted all these women. And there's no proof of it. I mean, because if they have proof of it, instead of them just talking about it, they would be showing it. I mean, seriously, they would be showing it to us. Just like, oh, the white supremacists are taking over everywhere, but they're not showing it. They're just mouthing it off. They're mouth breathers. What say you, Tom?
It's really incredulous that these accusations are coming out now. I mean, as you said, Will, the man's career has been building and building and building over his entire professional life. And only now, in 2019, now that the man has been put on the Supreme Court of the United States, are they trying to bring these women seemingly out of nowhere. I mean, the most recent quote-unquote accuser says she doesn't even remember what happened. So we're now dealing with third-person hearsay to impeach an appointed Supreme Court justice. And as I know you know, Will, they're doing this to beta test impeaching President Trump.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, we can't, they can't, they're going like, we can't beat President Trump. We can't beat him. So let's try to impeach him. And they know they can't impeach him because Mitch McConnell and the Senate, they're not going to push it through. They already know this. It's a distraction on top of that. And they're going to make it look like the Republicans are not doing their job because they're saying you have to hashtag believe the women. See, if you don't believe the women, you bad white Republicans, you're bad. So we got they're doing this to try to convince people not to vote these Republicans in come 2020 either. See, the Democrats are sinister in their thinking. They don't think things completely through, but they're sinister. So I have another clip. This is with Castro on MSNBC, and he's talking about how he's like leading the charge, or he's one of the ones leading the charge on this new impeachment on Kavanaugh. So let's go to this clip, and then we'll come back and we'll get Tom and myself will discuss on it.
Look, we know whether you're looking at the impeachment of Donald Trump or anybody else that Mitch McConnell and his buddies, Republican buddies in the Senate, are not likely to lift a finger. But what's happening right now with Donald Trump and what he's doing in the presidency and what happened with this Kavanaugh process is that they're completely undermining our democratic process and the necessity to go by what is truthful and honest, especially when you're talking about somebody sitting on the highest court in the land that is supposed to be the ultimate arbiter of what is right and just. So what's become clear is that he should be impeached. The House absolutely has the ability to impeach him. The question would be what the Senate would do.
I mean, seriously? I mean, this is crazy. They're saying that he's undermining the Democrat process. No, the Democrats are doing this. They're undermining everything of the United States government. They're undermining the American people. They're trying to undermine the sitting president of the United States. And, you know, this Castro, he's running for president in 2020. So, you know, if he's like one of the ones leading the charge against Kavanaugh to replace him, he wants to become president. And all of them are on board with this. They want to become president so that they can put in the total progressive liberal judge that they want. Not the ones that President Trump's going to bring in, the one that they want. What do you say, Tom?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, there's a certain irony to this. You know, President Obama, they go on and on and on about Merrick Garland, but what about all of these other judges? President Trump's appointed more judges than any other president except for President George Washington. So they've really been negligent in their duty here. And now that they have somebody who is appointing judges that are of the conservative ideology, they're going into utter panic mode. And I really think part of what they're doing, like you said, is absolutely sinister. Because I really think that a big part of this is they want to essentially whip up these people into a fur that we need to impeach President Trump. And if we can't, we need to get him out of office.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. We got to get rid of the bad white man in the White House. Tell everyone that he's bad. He's helping black people, women, Hispanics, the American people, but he's bad. He's bad for helping out the American people. We'll be back after this. Fire.
Democrats running for president say Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh should be impeached over the latest sexual misconduct allegations from his college years. A new book on Kavanaugh by two New York Times journalists mentions a previously unreported claim. President Trump and other Republicans reject the allegations. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill. Nancy, why are those Democrats calling for Kavanaugh's impeachment?
Because, Anthony, Democrats both here on the Hill and on the campaign trail say that these new allegations are raising questions once again about the integrity of his confirmation process. They say that the FBI wasn't given enough time to adequately look into his background and that allegations like this are proof. They came to light over the weekend when the New York Times published an excerpt from a new book written by two of its reporters. In it, a classmate at Yale says that he saw Kavanaugh expose himself to a female student at a party in the 1980s. However, the female student refused to be interviewed for the book, and apparently friends say she doesn't recall the incident. The authors also claim they spoke to multiple people who corroborated a previous allegation by Deborah Ramirez, who's another Yale classmate, who says that Kavanaugh exposed himself to her at a party. Now, Kavanaugh hasn't responded to the latest report, and he has previously denied all of the allegations. But the Times reporters say that none of the people they spoke to were interviewed by the FBI ahead of Kavanaugh's confirmation. If you recall, Senate leaders limited the time and scope for that FBI probe. Yesterday, Democratic candidates called for Kavanaugh's impeachment. Senator Elizabeth Warren said the nomination was, quote, rammed through the Senate. And former Vice President Joe Biden asked whether the FBI was pressured to ignore evidence. President Trump over the weekend called the new accusations lies. And Tony, it's important to point out that the Senate is still run by Republicans. So the chances that Kavanaugh is going to be impeached anytime soon are highly unlikely.
All right, Nancy. Interesting that the alleged victim herself says she doesn't remember it. We appreciate it.
FBI. The Democrats complaining about the FBI. You see that? The Democrats complaining about the FBI. I mean, we had this whole coup that took place under the FBI, and now the Democrats are complaining because they didn't complete that through. The deep state is still taking place. And then when reporters doing that report right there, they were talking about they talked to the lady that supposedly did this. And the lady, they just said, now, maybe I heard it wrong, but she was saying she doesn't even recall Kavanaugh pulling his wang wang out. But then they're still running with the story as if he did it because someone said he did. This was in the 1980s. So what? I could care less if he did pull his wang wang out and showed it to somebody. So what? He is a male. And it's like, I'm not giving an excuse for males to do bad behavior. Look, that's exactly what they'll say. Oh, Will Johnson's giving the liberals an excuse to do bad behavior. No, that's not it at all. But boys will be boys, and I know liberals don't like to hear that, and they get triggered when these people say that. Yes, boys will be boys. That's the way it is. And then they're talking about, because they don't have anything, they're going at them. Elizabeth Warren, Casserole, I mean, all of them want to impeach Kavanaugh so then that way they can have another open seat to fill a progressive, communist, socialist Democrat. See, the Democrats have not been able to get laws passed to destroy this country. They've been going through the court system. And Tom Peppert, if we have Tom Peppert on with us, we're still trying to get his connection better. The Democrats, they can't pass any laws like normal bills would be passed. They can't do it. So they take it to the court system. One prime example of that, well, I mean, I guess there's two, actually, if I'm not mistaken. Someone can correct me, but it's the abortion went to the Supreme Court, Roe versus Wade, remember? And then homosexuality, marriage between two men, went through the Supreme Court. And to my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, that the Supreme Court is not even supposed to be making laws. But somehow the Democrats have been successful in doing it. So I have another clip that we want to go to. And this is a clip. Now, this is with Jackson Johnson and Tiffany Cross race baiting on MSNBC about Brett Kavanaugh. Let's go to that clip. Number five.
It has amazed me that we have an administration that out of the millions of people who are qualified in this country of all races and genders, they consistently find men who beat, abuse, and sexually assault women. This ain't the first, the second, the fourth, or even the fifth guy that we have found like this nest of vipers that has infested this entire state.
And we're all pushed onto the court, mostly by men.
Yep.
Privileged men, white men, and who now can do the bidding of corporations, of people who want to take women's rights of their own bodies away from them. Can rule against voting rights. They have incredible power over the rest of us.
I know a liar when I see one. This is just basic common sense. And somebody please give me the audacity of a mediocre white man, because if you could sit before this judiciary committee and behave in such a belligerent and indignant way, that, my friends, is white privilege.
Yeah.
Because there is no way any person of color or any woman could have sat there and screamed about how, you know, me and Opie and Tommy were best friends and drank beers and lifted weights and, you know, we were all buddies just living this great life. And what came out of that is, man, it's such a dangerous time for these white men out here.
Right.
They are the real victims of all of this.
See?
Your point, their squad, Donald Trump likes to attack squads. Their squad is filled with,
hello,
like you said, wife beaters, accused pedophiles.
Everything.
You hear that? They're saying that Trump's squad consists of pedophiles when the freaking left supports nothing but pedophilia. They're happy with the P being added to the alphabet people. They're happy with it. They have the nerve. They say it's pansexual, but we all know pansexual mean that they have sex with little boys. And also, Brett Kavanaugh, his team on the Supreme Court justice consists of nothing but women. Now the question is, have he assaulted any of those women? I mean, seriously, have they tried to contact any of those women? Have any of those women come out and say, oh, yeah, Brett Kavanaugh, now he's Supreme Court Justice. He believed that he's above the law because he is the law. And he assaulted me. Have any of them said that? No. If they did, it would be all over the news. See, the Democrats believe they can take back the America that they want, or that they want to create the America in their image, but they have to do that by impeaching the American people, whoever you may be, a president, a judge. See, I can imagine, because President Trump put in how many judges since he's been in office? Do you think that the Democrats are going to sit idly by once they put one of these communists in the White House again? President Trump's going to be the last decent president we ever have. Okay, so we got this one last clip. Let's go to this clip, and we're going to go out with this one.
You talk about journalistic integrity and why you look at the American public on media, their views on it, why it is so low. I grew up watching my dad read the New York Times, and I would read it with him, and it was a place where I knew there was sourcing, at least beyond one name. And now we're in this place where there isn't a difference many times between tabloid news and a New York Times article. And that, to me, is really sad, and frankly, it plays right into the president's hands. When he talks about the media, it plays into his base. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's true, right? I mean, you can want... So, New York Times, congratulations. Mm-hmm. If the president gets reelected, you are helping him get there. Because when you write pieces like this, it's sloppy, and it's lazy, and you have not one name in there that was actually directly involved in anything that happened.
Even the left realizes that President Trump's going to win. We'll be back.
Forged in the fire of truth. Firepower with Will Johnson.
All right. We are back. Will Johnson, Firepower. Okay, so let me do this, because I have to pay some bills here, and this is part of the reason why I'm able to be here. Turbo Force. Let me talk about this really quick, really briefly. Turbo Force, right now, if you have never tried the Turbo Force, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, which is a sponsor of this show, Firepower, You can get right now, 50% off the retail price plus free shipping. And all you have to use is use the promo code Firepower. Right now, 50% off the retail price. I've never seen this. This is crazy. So they came on and said, Will, you can do the Firepower. We're going to give you a discount code. Put it out there. Try it. And the best way I like it is with the orange juice. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but I take the Turbo Force and I put it in the orange juice. I drink a little bit of the orange juice out first, and then I put it in the, then I pour the packet of the Turbo Force inside and I shake it up really good. And then I'll just sip on the orange juice. And it's, to me, it's better than coffee, trying to stay awake. If you're like a truck driver, it really helps. If you're a student, you're a student. This is not the like the Red Bull and all that other stuff that people drink out there, the other coffees and stuff like that. This is something that is absolutely different as far as getting you to the energy to you can keep going on. And you don't get that crash. Okay, so let's get back to it. Now, Ilhan Omar is in the news again, and Ilhan Omar, she would not admit to how nasty she is. She won't admit that her words are hurtful. She won't even admit it. She's not even acknowledging it. She's trying to play the victim. See, that's how the Democrats are. You either become the victim or you create victims. And that's it. So let's go to this clip. This is Ilhan Omar. She's having a conversation where she would not admit that her words are hurtful. Let's go to that clip.
We said in the introduction, you're controversial. The Republican National Committee has released a video of you. I want to read you just some of it. You're comparing migrant shelters to dungeons used about 400 years ago in Ghana that you recently visited. And you toured those caves in Ghana recently. It's getting a lot of attention. Did you mean, when you were talking there, to compare U.S. border agents to slave traders?
So I'm only controversial because people seem to want to controversy. What I talked about at our panel that was the plight of black immigrants was about the experience I was having as I went through the dungeons. There were stories that were being told, and I talked about how at that moment I had an image of what's happening in Libya. Mm-hmm. as people are being sold. We've all seen that video, that auction of somebody being sold for $400. And then I talked about the separation stories that he told about how families were being torn apart, how children were being separated from their parents, how husband and wife would be forcefully separated. And I said that kind of reminded me of what was happening at our border here.
But you didn't mean it as an attack on U.S. border agents.
Absolutely not. I think this is always the point, right? There is always an implied intent to every conversation I have. And if you listen to the video, one comparison of what the dungeons looked like and people being sold was to what's happening in North Africa. And the other one was of family separations. And of course, we obviously have.
And she still never, but she, but it, through the whole thing, she still never admitted what her words are hurtful. She still never admitted it. I mean, it's like it's not in her to admit that she said something that was wrong. They're nothing but victims. And then if people acknowledge that what they're doing is wrong, and then they want to call you xenophobic because you're pointing out that this woman that was not from America, she should go back to where she came from. Yes, I said it. She should go back. If you hate America that much, we don't want you here. I don't want you here. You can come and say the despicable words talking about some people did something. That's exactly what they're talking about. But she doesn't want to talk about how terrible her words are. But see, they're quick to talk about how terrible Trump's words are. Oh, Trump is bad, bad white man, bad white man. But see, they don't want to talk about her because she's a person of color. Okay, so we have another clip that I want to play. This is a powerful warning to Christians. In America, see, Christians, you think that it's not going to happen here? Are you so-called Christians or people that's sitting idly by not paying attention? Look at this next video, because this is what's going to come if the Democrats get their way.
Do in America influences everybody in the world. You have that grace. One thing that Islam is doing to defeat you is causing you to be coward and fearful to stand up and speak against the invasion of Islamization which is going on in your country. Stand up before it's late. North Africa is the part of Africa which first embraced Christianity. It was defeated by intimidation and threat. If you get afraid today, within time, you will find your children and your grandchildren being Muslims and torturing other people.
You hear that? If you don't start speaking up, you're going to find your children in the same situation where acid was poured all over their face, just like his. This is not the country that I want to live in. See, the Democrats, they don't say anything about it. That's okay. So I think we have Tom Pepper. We're going to bring Tom Pepper back in. And let's go to this other clip really quick. This is some Somalian woman from Sudan. And she is walking around. Oh, she's from Saudi Arabia. And she's walking around. And she has her hair down. She's actually a beautiful woman. And she's doing it to be defiant. So let's play that video and bring Tom back in with us. And we'll discuss it. Because I think it's just her walking around. Showing her hair off, going against the Muslim belief. She's not wearing a hijab. She's completely going against it because people are getting fed up with it. People are no longer, they're like, I'm done with all of that. So do we have that video? We can play that as B-roll. And we can bring Tom in whenever you have him. Yeah, so here it is. She's walking around. She's stroking her hair, and she's sitting next to another lady at a water fountain that has on the hijab, and she's just sitting there. She's on her phone, minding her own business. She's doing her thing. She's walking around, and they know. I'm pretty sure they know that she's Muslim. All right, Tom's back with us. So, what do you think, Tom? Do you think Christians need to recognize and start waking up to what's actually happening, or we're going to end up just like those countries that won't allow women to even drive in most cases?
Absolutely. I mean, we are in a horrifying place right now. It is Christianity, by and large, against a belief system that has not evolved since the 700s AD when they had a pedophile prophet going around and marrying a 12-year-old. I mean, this is a warlike culture. They burn people, they do acid attacks. They chomp them to pieces with a machete. And by the way, let's not even talk about North Africa like Libya, where you can still today buy a black slave as if it's 1852. But let's not even talk about North Africa. Let's talk about London, because this is already happening in places where radical Islamists are taking hold. You're getting acid attacks in the streets. You're getting violence en masse. You're getting these horrifying things. And God bless this woman who is so brave. I don't want to know what happened to her at the end of this video, because what she's doing is against the law.
Yeah, exactly. According to them, the Sharia is against the law. I mean, it's against the law. And we already have some governors in some cities already trying to comply with the Sharia. And if the people don't wake up and you don't start paying attention and you don't start speaking up, we're going to end up just like these countries. And then if you say anything against it, oh, you're Islamophobic. You're bad. You're bad. You're bad. You're bad. Give it up, gonna be a All right, welcome back to FirePowerNews.com. Thank you for joining us. Please share the link, and also share the link band.video. Because of you, we are able to be here today. We are viewer supported. Because of you, we are able to bring the real news, real broadcasting, and the real story. Without you, we can't do this. Another thing you can do is go to InfoWarsStore.com, which is a sponsor of this show. And right now, today, you can get Turbo Force for half off. If you've never tried Turbo Force, you've got to try it right now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Turbo Force and use this promo code. You get 50% off right now. 50% off the retail price plus free shipping. I mean, how do you beat that? Just use the promo code FIREPOWER. They set it up to where you can try it. 50% off. Use the promo code FIREPOWER. And when you, it's such a great deal. And when you buy the product, you're helping me out. If you like what I'm doing, you like the message that I'm bringing, go to InfoWarsStore.com today, right now. Use the promo code FIREPOWER and get 50% off TurboForce. Try it and put a comment in the, and put a review in there and say, Will, I tried it with the orange juice, so let me know what you think. All right, so let's go on. So now we have issues going on in, you know, overseas with missiles and oil, and now the oil's having issues and it's going up. Let's bring Tom Papert back on with us, and we'll discuss about the oil issue that's taking place. You know, Texas have a whole bunch of oil, but we're not blowing oil up here. I mean, seriously, it's not happening here in Texas. We had the Democrats here. I mean, Houston, we have a problem, you know, because you had these liberals coming to Texas of all places. So we have a video clip that's showing what's going on right now overseas at these oil facilities from ABC. Let's play this clip, and then we're going to come back and discuss it and also get Tom's view on it.
We begin, though, with the escalating tensions in the Persian Gulf after that massive attack that crippled key oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. The Trump administration is blaming Iran for the attack. That regime denies the claim, and oil prices soared overnight after President Trump warned the U.S. is locked and loaded for potential retaliation. Our chief global affairs anchor, Martha Raddatz, is tracking all the latest from Washington. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, George. This is one of the most serious foreign policy challenges the president has faced, with global consequences, a spike in oil prices, and the possibility of a major military conflict with Iran.
This morning, with some of the world's largest oil processing facilities in Saudi Arabia still smoldering, President Trump threatening military action in retaliation, tweeting, "We are locked and loaded, depending on verification." But a senior administration official tells ABC News that the highly coordinated attack was launched from Iranian soil. Nearly a dozen cruise missiles and at least 20 drones packed with explosives pounding multiple targets at the facilities, the massive blaze lighting up the skies, the smoke and fire visible from space.
If the Iranians directly attack the Saudis, it's a major escalation and the first time we have seen a direct attack by the Iranians on Saudi territory.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo pointing the finger at Iran as well in a tweet calling on all nations to publicly and unequivocally condemn Iran's attacks, which Iran flatly denies. The Iranian foreign minister mocking Pompeo, saying the U.S., having failed at max pressure, now turning to max deceit. Over the summer, Iran was accused of attacking oil tankers in the Persian Gulf and shooting down a highly sophisticated and costly U.S. drone. After threats of military action, President Trump then called off retaliatory strikes, but this time could be different.
This is as close as the U.S. has come to a direct confrontation with Iran since this standoff began.
An official telling ABC News it may take 6 months to repair, and oil, said the official, predicted to go up $20 a barrel.
President Trump is trying to reassure Americans, tweeting plenty of oil, but promising to tap into the strategic oil reserves if necessary. This while the administration is trying to figure out how to respond to this brazen attack. George?
Martha Raddatz, thanks very much.
You know what? The Democrats, they want us to go to war. And I'm glad President Trump is just like, okay, let's just jump up. Let's go to war. Let's go at it. Gung-ho. Guns a-blazing. He's not doing that. President Trump is actually acting presidential. He's getting all the information, verify, instead of just going in and start killing people. What say you, Tom?
I think what you say, I think you're probably right, Will. Now, personally, you know, I'm a libertarian. I come to politics through the Ron Paul movement of 2008 and 12. So I'm always very hesitant and reticent to say ever go to war, especially Saudi Arabia. I don't know exactly what we get from this. Saudi Arabia is a backwards theocracy, one of the worst places on the planet for women to live. They're, of course, going hand in hand with the United Nations. So I appreciate that, as you say, President Trump is at least trying to get the facts, at least trying to understand what is really happening. happening before going insane to war with yet another country. Another part that I would like to point out, something that the news coverage, I think, has been totally negligent in reporting, is President Trump has, of course, made the United States the largest energy producer in the world in just a few short years. That is what we need to be continuing. We need to make our own dang oil. Who cares about Venezuela? Who cares about Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, dude, you're absolutely right. I mean, you're on point. You're on fire. I mean, seriously. I mean, that's exactly it. So we have another clip with Ron Paul, and he's talking about we don't need to go into another needless escalation. We don't need it. I mean, we don't need to send young men and women into battle. It's pointless. So I'm glad that President Trump just not jumped onto it and did it. So let's go to this clip with Ron Paul.
Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen took credit for a drone attack on Saudi Arabian oil facilities yesterday, temporarily wiping out about half of Saudi Arabia's daily oil production, escalating the conflict in the region. Secretary of State Pompeo blamed Iran, and your fellow Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tweeted, quote, "It is now time for the U.S. to put on the table an attack on Iranian oil refineries if they continue their provocations or increase nuclear enrichment." Your response to Graham and to Pompeo?
I think an escalation of the war would be a big mistake. This all comes from the Yemeni civil war, where Saudi Arabia is heavily involved in another country, indiscriminately bombing civilians, killing children, and then the Houthis are supported by the Iranians. So it's back and forth. But really the answer is trying to have a negotiated ceasefire and peace in Yemen, and bombing Iran won't do that. The other thing I would say is Iran's military spending is about $17 billion. Saudi Arabia spends about $83 billion. The Gulf sheikdoms around Saudi Arabia that ally with Saudi Arabia spend another 50-some-odd billion. So really, the Saudis and their allies dwarf the spending of Iran. And this is a regional conflict that there's no reason the superpower of the United States needs to be getting into bombing mainland Iran. It would be a needless escalation of this. And those who loved the Iraq war, the Cheneys, the Boltons, the Crystals, they all are clamoring and chomping at the bit for another war in Iran. But it's not a walk in the park. And you have to tell that to the 4,000 or so soldiers who died in Iraq that, you know, are we going to send more to their deaths in Iran for something that in the end, when you topple these regimes, you get more chaos and more terrorism, not less.
Yeah. Okay. Let me make a correction. I said Ron Paul. That's actually his dad. That was Rand Paul. So go ahead. What do you think? What do you think on that, Tom?
Right. It's rare that I wholeheartedly agree with Rand. Of course, I used to love him a whole lot more until he became a barely lukewarm ally of President Trump in recent months and years. But he's 100% dead on here. Saudi Arabia, not only does it funded by the United States government, they're funneling their money into these programs that are just it's for demolishing Iran. And I have a source of mine is a former military contractor who did work in Saudi Arabia. He says that their entire air force is from the United States. Everything they have is the United States. So what we have here is a satellite of the United States and a satellite of essentially Russia having a fight. This could very easily turn into a proxy war between two of the largest powers on the planet. And I know President Trump is smart enough to see this and see that it would be another quagmire. I honestly believe, Will, we talk about the threat of big tech and how it could dismantle Trump's presidency. The only thing that is bigger of a problem than big tech would be if he starts a new war in the Middle East, a new sandbox war with no end date on it, no clear objectives in sight, that would doom the Trump presidency.
No, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. So we had another clip, but I don't think we're going to have enough time to get to it. This is about the censorship. Let's just play some of it and we'll go out with this clip with the censorship. Tom was just hitting on it.
Good evening, everyone. Joe Seals coming to you live from the Right Side Broadcasting Network. With an urgent message, tonight our live streaming abilities have been revoked by YouTube. That's right, after 300 plus million views.
And no copyright strikes. Look at that. No copyright strikes at all. No copyright strikes at all on this channel, and they removed the live stream. Why in the world would they do that? Because of 2020. We'll be back.
Good evening, everyone. Joe Seals coming to you live from the Right Side Broadcasting Network with an urgent message. Tonight, our live streaming abilities have been revoked by YouTube. That's right, after 300 plus million views and four years plus of obeying copyright law, of obeying their community guidelines. All of a sudden, we can no longer live stream on YouTube. They have given us no reason why we can't live stream. We received no communication or correspondence from them whatsoever. As you can see here on our channel status and features page on YouTube, it shows that we have zero copyright violations, no community guideline strikes, yet we can't live stream. We want to know why. YouTube, why are we not allowed to live stream anymore? All we do here at RSBN is cover the President of the United States. We broadcast his speeches live. We have been following President Trump since back in the campaign days. We worked with his campaign, helped him amass 300 plus million views. And YouTube is our number one source of not only revenue being viewer supported, but also to getting the president's message out. We don't want to say this is what this is, but it feels like we are being targeted by YouTube because we have been kept out of the search results now for the last several months. You can't find our video. It's very hard to find our videos, especially when we're live. Also, our videos are constantly being demonetized, which is nothing new if you been looking into big tech censorship, but now not even allow us to live stream. This is going to severely cripple our company and make it very difficult for us to survive in the lead up to 2020. All we want is an explanation from YouTube for our live streaming privileges to be restored. If you can support us, please help us at rsbnetwork.com/donate, or just please share this video. Let's get this into the hands of as many people as possible. Thank you all. We'll update you as soon as we know more. God bless.
All right. So the censorship, I mean, it's like you can hear it in his voice. He's not surprised that YouTube is doing this to him. I think the biggest thing is he wanted to just know why. What is it that he's done is so bad that they would do this, remove his ability from, basically doing videos live stream. And, you know, I have my personal personal YouTube channel, and they've censored me. They haven't done this to me as of today. I looked at it earlier today, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's not coming for every conservative on these socialist media platforms. I mean, 2020, they're afraid. They have to do everything. They want to impeach the president, impeach Brett Kavanaugh. I can see this is like impeaching the people, the American people, from their platform. I mean, because they don't want you putting out a message that they don't agree with, even though it's not hateful. What say you, Tom?
Well, this is absolutely par for the course. And Right Side Broadcasting, I have a lot of respect for them. I come from the broadcast world, and what they do is remarkable. They never steal a stream. They never steal content. I can't say the same on my channel, and it's complete fair use. I'll use a news clip in my coverage, but I have copyright strikes. This channel does not. They are singularly just the private sector version of President Trump's policies. They exist to support President Trump, and now they have been, yes, censored. So it really just shows that there is no end to this. And, you know, my prediction, Will, and I think you share this, is that by the time the election comes around in 2020, just barely a year away, a year and a month and a half now away, they will have banned almost every Trump supporter. The only people who will be left will be the controlled opposition.
Yep. You know what? And Alex Jones, InfoWars. I mean, seriously, because they're removing people off the platform simply because you're supporting the sitting president of the United States and it goes against their narrative. They have to convince people that he's a bad man, bad white man in the White House. Oh, he's a bad man. I mean, I hate to have to keep saying that, but that's exactly what they're doing. I mean, at some point, you would think they would say, okay, you know what? Us being this way, us attacking conservatives, it's not working. They're just finding different ways to get their message out there. They're fighting us, but they're not going to let up because that's their agenda, to crush and destroy this republic. They want to crush and destroy the American people. You do not matter to them. They want to control every last one of us. And if they continue to do that, we're all going to lose. We'll be back after this.
Firepower with Will Johnson.
Welcome back. Firepowernews.com. My name is Will Johnson. We have our special guest joining myself and Tom Peppert. Mr. Gray, he's the one, if you haven't seen this video, he's the one that's been wearing the, I have a small one here in my hand. He's the one that's been wearing the big, gigantic MAGA hat, MAGA country, MAGA country. I love it. I love it. So we're going to have him and Tom Peppert on with us. We're going to put them up on screen here. And we're going to have a discussion about his hat and what kind of flack do you get for being a Trump supporter and you're black? How does that work? You know, I'm just curious. I love to hear stories from other people in this country that realize that they don't have to follow along the Democrat Party. So without further ado, if we can, let's go ahead and bring our guests up on the screen along and with Tom Pepper here. All right. There he is. Oh, look at that. I love that hat. Love that hat.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. What's awesome. Up, I love that hat. Look at that. It's bigger than life. You know, that's you know what? That's a hat that you would see here in Texas.
Yes, sir. Oh, I got something that'll really fit Texas. I ain't going to bring it out yet, though.
Okay. Yeah. Because, you know, everything bigger in Texas. And if that hat is big where you are, I can only imagine what it's going to be like when you step a foot in Texas.
Yes, sir.
What's cool. So tell us, when I saw your video where you were out there, if I'm not mistaken, you were at a rally or you were at some event and they were talking to you because you're a black male and you're a Trump supporter. And it's almost like they had issues with it. So give us a brief rundown on what took place.
Well, I was just at the rally, and I've been there for hours to get there early, and of course I had the hat on. I was wearing the hat, this big one. I was wearing it already before then, but so I was wearing it. And then a few cameras came up to me, and they asked me a question. I honestly just answered it how I would answer any question. So I mean, and it went viral. That was crazy.
Yeah, and you know what? When I saw the hat, I'm like, dude, I got to get one of those hats. I'm like, where's that hat at? Where did you get the hat at?
GiantMAGAHat.com. There's a popular conservative named Kingface who I saw with it on first earlier this year. And then I bought it because for the reasons I said on the interview, because people said I shouldn't wear my MAGA hat, period. So I, of course, had to buy the biggest one.
Oh, okay. So wait a minute. You're being defiant. You're going against what the left is telling you how you're supposed to act and think. And you went out and got the hat just to show them that you think for yourself. What's wrong? Man, why would you do such a thing?
Listen, man, family, literal family, immediate family, close friends that knew me in real life. Like, everybody was like, first they told me I should stop supporting Trump because it ruined my music career. Then I started wearing a MAGA hat. And now they saying, no, you shouldn't wear a MAGA hat. So just like with the music, I started making political music. Just like with the hat, I started making big hat. So when you try to tell me something and it has no logic behind it, I'm going to just make you more mad and go out and make it extreme. So that's the type of person I am, you know?
You know, that's good. That's good. You know, I love it because that's part of the reason why I started speaking out, because they're telling me that I have to think a certain way, that I have to be on the Democrats. I have to vote Democrats. And if you don't vote Democrat, that means you're a sellout to your people. And when the first time I heard that, I'm like thinking to myself, what do you mean I'm a sellout? When did I sell out the human race? When did I sell out the American people? I mean, this is insanity that the left is thinking. You know, Tom, you're a white male, and now you're getting the attacks from the left. You know, first they were attacking black people back in the day. Now they want to attack white people, specifically white males. And I'm pretty sure you've heard it. We've discussed it.
Well, absolutely. And by the way, thanks for coming on the show there, Bryson. That is an absolutely amazing hat. I love it. And I wish I had one just like it. But I do have to ask. I mean, so you were being attacked. People didn't like that you were supporting Trump. So what is the personality of a person who says, all right, you don't like that I admire this. This is a trait that all Americans used to have and need to get back. Because you essentially say, you know what? If this is annoying people, if this is grinding their gears, I'm going to get the biggest hat I can. So what's happened with your family now? Have you been like totally disowned, or are you still are you invited to Thanksgiving? What's the status?
Well, I'm not disowned. My dad hates Trump. I was just over there like a couple hours ago. I tried to convince him to put on a MAGA hat. He said no go for him. But everybody's still cool. I mean, you got people locally in my city who talk junk, but What people don't know is before all this stuff went viral, I was wearing this huge MAGA hat. I was wearing it out to places, like, because people said I couldn't wear it. So I was going on what I call MAGA hat tours with this hat. I went to malls. Every place people said I couldn't go, I went to the hood, everywhere I went. So, you know, it's like, honestly, I thought you got to be built for the persecution. And people that are built for persecution deeply likes persecution, because I do low key, ain't gonna even lie.
That's awesome. That hat says trigger, trigger, trigger all day, and I love it. I mean, I would wear, I tell these t-shirts say MAGA country, of course, you know. And then I have another one that says Trump is your president. And when I walk out, I'm black guy dreadlocks, and they look at my shirt, they're like, are you confused? Are you trying to do a stunt? And I'm like, nah. And I'm like, Trump is your president. And then some of them go, he's not my president. And I went, well, if Trump is not your president, then you're an illegal resident. And they just come unglued. They can't stand the fact that I say that. And then, you know, I get all the typical colorful, hateful, despicable names that they normally do, because they have no facts they can stand on. There's nothing they can talk about. Yeah, as usual. So, now, for me, I've lost friends over 20 plus years on social media. And, you know, I even have family members now that won't even talk to me because I show my support for President Trump. Uh-huh. So, I mean, so we have a clip that I want to play you. Did you see this about the summit? The summit that took place, the revolt summit that took place over this weekend?
I was watching clips, but I couldn't watch it. I couldn't watch it too long. It was pissing me off.
Okay, so we have some clips for you. Now, this one is with, what's his name? The big guy. Killer Mike. Thank you. Killer Mike. You know, that tells you how much I listen to Killer Mike. So this is one with Killer Mike on there talking about how they're arguing about who's the best slave, who has the best slave master.
I watched so now, that clip.
So this clip had to be highly censored. So let's play this clip for you, and then we'll come back and talk about it.
Go ahead. Stop it. Stop. Everybody hush. Hush and listen. Because I'm about to give you the secret to what the f*** y'all are witnessing.
Oh. I don't like to hear it.
What you N-E-G-U-S of the royal kind and N-I-double-G-S. What y'all are seeing right now are free people arguing over who got the best master. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see? Listen to that. They're arguing, but see, what's not in that clip is earlier is how Killer Mike is running upside the backside of Bernie Sanders. I mean, he's all about Bernie Sanders. And I'm like, last time I looked, Bernie Sanders was an old white man. So he basically saying that your master is bad. Your master is bad. But my master is the best master. That's exactly what he's saying. He's the biggest hypocrite on the stage.
What I hate about the clip the most is that, you know what I can't stand? Fake smart people that know how to sound good, but they're saying a bunch of freaking nothing. And that's what that was. Because when you say we argue about the best slave master, first off, the way our country is set up is we elect people that represent us. So a slave master, that's called force. That means they're your master. No, these are people that we elect and we can also not elect again. So they're not slave masters. They are a representation of the voters of the country. So I can't stand when people like try to say stuff that sound good for little points and little clips. Oh, my God, I hate it.
No, you're absolutely right. It's like talking points. And because they said something that, oh, yeah, look at this. But you know what's really amazing? Is that the Republican Party versus the Democrat Party, there's complete difference between them. The Democrats want you to remain and stay on that plantation, where the Republicans will put things in place so you can be successful if you want to, but you have to get off your butt and do it. That's exactly what it is. But the Democrats, they'll try to convince you otherwise. We'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We are talking to Bryson Gray. And, of course, we have Tom Pepper riding shotgun with me. We're talking about his beautiful MAGA hat. I love it, love it. Look how big the thing is. I mean, it's just big. I love it, I love it. Trigger, trigger, trigger. She get the bottom of it says, make America great again. And if you don't like it, you're triggered. Just triggered. It's like the biggest trigger on the planet. I love it. So we were just talking about before we went to the break how the Democrats, they tried to keep black people from leaving the Democrat Party. And they've been doing it ever since LBJ. You know, LBJ said they'll have every N-word voting Democrat within 200 years, and he did it within 60. Yes, and here sir. We are today, now that anybody black leaving the Democrat Party, or I like to say the Democrat KKK Party, if you're leaving that party, that means that you are a sellout and you're leaving the plantation and they don't like it. So let me ask you this, without you actually saying it, then I want to hear some stuff about your music that you've been creating. I actually heard one of your tracks. I actually retweeted one of them. It's actually, I'm really digging it. So, I've heard a whole bunch of colorful different names and I'm pretty sure you have, but is there one that really stood out to you other than the typical normal ones?
All of them are normal. Of course, they say you hate your own race and bloop, uh-huh. bloop, bloop and all that. And then, of course, the house Negro, to say it in the clean way. But you know what they really saying.
Mm-hmm.
I get that all the time in my hometown.
Yeah, I mean, that's the correct term. You can go look it up in the dictionary how they have it. But, you know, the biggest one for me is that they said that I'm a unicorn. That I'm not real. You can't be real. You're a black person and you support President Trump, so you can't be real. And I'm like, what? What do you mean, unicorn? It threw me off. So, tell us about your latest music track that you have, and the one that you created.
Well, I've created two: is Black Not Democrat, and the one for the MAGA Challenge is called MAGA Boy. So with the MAGA Boy one, that's going viral on Twitter right now. It's just a song I made. I mean, you see these microphones by me. I live, my room is a studio. So I just make songs. I ended up doing like a little video to it. And then Angela Stanton King ended up doing a rap to it. So then I told her, like, let's turn it into a MAGA challenge. So I put it on YouTube with an open space for people to rap, dude. And just everybody from all different backgrounds have been coming together. So when you say you a unicorn, I don't know how that's possible when it's the MAGA challenge is proof that we are a diverse group of people, period.
Yeah, absolutely. I've actually seen white people. I've seen Hispanics. Mm-hmm. I've seen black people. I've seen Asian people doing the challenge, the hip-hop mega challenge. And you know what's got to be driving the left batty, completely nutty, that this is taking place. I'm like, how dare you take that black culture and do it something like this, MAGA? What's wrong with you? You know that's what they're thinking.
Yes, sir.
You care to chime in, Tom?
Well, I was actually going to ask because I've actually seen that exact thing written on Twitter. It might have been like, I want to say it was Keemstar, but I'm not going to say it was 100%, where they say, how dare this young black man allow white people to appropriate black culture? So I'm curious, what is your thought on that? Are we appropriating your culture? Are you enabling us to appropriate your culture here?
Let me tell you something. Music, anybody can do music, period. I like all different types of music. So am I appropriating country culture when I listen to Sam Hunt or Florida Georgia Line? Is that what I'm doing? Or when I make country music, because I make country music too, is that what I'm doing? No, it is music. If you are talented at it, you could do it. Also, the MAGA Challenge, like there's this guy, he's an older white guy with a big beard. He was singing. He said, MAGA, got no color. And I said, yes, sir. MAGA got no color. Everybody join in. Let's go.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. You know what? That's unity. That's what America is really about. And the Democrats, these socialist, communist Democrats, they can't stand the fact that we come together. I mean, look at this picture. You're a black male. Sir. Tom Pepper's a white male. And we're like getting along. Yes, what's sir. Wrong with you? You're not supposed to be doing this. We need to call the PC control people, you know, because this is not politically correct. You need to stop it.
This is supposed to be a patriarchy. He is supposed to be attacking me right now.
Yes.
What are we talking about?
Yes, Tom is supposed to be the white supremacist. And Tom has never been that way towards me. I've never even seen that. But you know what? According to the left, see, this was so sickening about the left. They want us at each other's throats. Mm-hmm. And for what? Because it is a part of control. That's how they control the masses. And that's how they want to control all of us.
Yes, sir.
I mean, we shouldn't even... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I was just going to say the way they control the black community is they keep us in this victim mentality. As long as we think we're victims and we're oppressed, of course we're going to vote Democrat because they tell us we're oppressed and they tell us we're victims. So that's that.
Absolutely. And you know what? As long as you play the victim and you are the victim, then they don't say anything about you. I mean, like, you're safe, you're okay. But as soon as you, just like you did, wearing that beautiful mega hat. I mean, that's a beautiful hat. I mean, I really like that hat. I got to get me one. So I'm going to get me one. You know, when I first saw you in that hat, what's the name of the movie? I cannot recall the name of the movie. It's an old movie. And I remember the guy was walking out the step. He walked outside and he had on these fish platform shoes and he was just pimping. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I saw that. I was like, dude, that's exactly. I mean, big pimp with that hat on. And the Democrats were like, oh no. This is terrible. You know, it's crazy. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, sir. They banned my song. They banned one of my songs earlier today.
Yeah, I'm going to get you, sucker.
Yeah.
That's exactly. And I bet you the Democrats are saying that to themselves. I'm going to get you, sucker, wearing that big, beautiful mega hat.
They try to get me up out of there and quit. They try to get me banned on everything already. I ain't even did nothing yet.
Oh, man. You know what? You are one of the biggest threats in America. All you have to do. Yeah, that's it right there. I'm going to get you, sucker. See, that's the mega, the new mega. Oh, dude, you got to get you some platforms. It'll be on and popping.
Hey, I'm telling you. Next rally, I'm out there with it. Let's go.
Dude, it's beautiful. I love it. So, I got to get me one. If I could get some platforms, I would too.
Yes, sir. You got to get one. Everybody should get one so we can really trigger them real bad. We get a bunch of diverse group together and like just march with some huge mega hats on. Oh my God, the tears are flowing.
Dude, imagine that you have black people, white people, brown people all standing side by side wearing those beautiful mega hats. You're talking about trigger. They will be so triggered and I will be loving every minute of it because I have a problem. I love triggering liberals. And I love triggering them with the truth. I love triggering them with the truth. And it's become a problem. We need to get a round tape. We need to get a round, you know, cease when the round setting. And we all sitting there saying, yes, my name is Will Johnson. And I like to trigger liberals. And I always tell them 2 + 2 = 4. And they just come unglued. I mean, this just starts off that way. What do you mean? That number 4 can identify as something else. You can't sit there and say that. You're being disrespectful to the number 4. I mean, it's insane. So, hey, I want to thank you for coming on with me. It's been absolutely wonderful. We'll have to get you to come back on again. This is Will Johnson, Firepower, and Tom Pepper. We'll be back after this.
Weekdays from 7 and 9 p.m. Central Time, only at BAM.video.
All right, we are back. FirepowerNews.com. We're trying to get another guest on, and while we're doing that, I want to do a recap, and I want to go back and talk about what we talked about in the beginning of this broadcast, this very important broadcast. And that is how the Democrats are going to try to take back America. It's how they're going to try to revert back and control America. And that's through impeachment. I mean, I didn't even think about it at first, but, you know, the Democrats, they're pretty sinister in what they're doing. So, you know, impeachment is a way that they feel that they can possibly get it done. And even if they don't get it done, what they will do is have these impeachment hearings go on and on and on to distract people from what's taking place. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but should we be talking about Andrew McCabe? Did everybody forget about Andrew McCabe over the weekend? I mean, seriously, now we're talking about impeachment of Brett Kavanaugh. Last time it was impeachment of President Trump. So instead of us talking about Andrew McCabe, the investigation, but he's going to be indicted? We're not even talking about it. Andrew McCabe, to my understanding, is the one that's going to open up the whole can of worms about them spying on President Trump, or at the time, candidate Trump, during the 2016 election. So, but we're not talking about Andrew McCabe. I mean, really interesting, right? It's very interesting. So they drum up these women out of nowhere, and we're supposed to believe it? We played a clip earlier with The View. The View's not even believing it. So let's go to, if we can go ahead and cue that video up with the View, where they're not even believing it any longer about how the whole Brett Kavanaugh, that he assaulted these women back in the 80s, and now all of a sudden that they want to use this to impeach him. So let's play this clip with the View, and then we're going to come back with Tom Pepper.
When you talk about journalistic integrity and why you look at the American public on media, their views on it, why it is so low. I grew up watching my dad read the New York Times, and I would read it with him, and it was a place where I knew there was sourcing, at least beyond one name. And now we're in this place where there isn't a difference many times between tabloid news and a New York Times article. And that, to me, is really sad, and frankly, it plays right into the president's hands. When he talks about the media, it plays into his base. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody.
Yeah. It's true, right? I mean, you can want, so New York Times, congratulations. Mm-hmm. If the president gets reelected, you are helping him get there. Because when you write pieces like this, it's sloppy and it's lazy, and you have not one name in there that was actually directly involved in anything that happened that was named in this piece.
Thank you. I mean, that's exactly it. Don't you agree, Tom? There's nothing in there. It's a nothing burger. Nothing happened. And they're making all this stuff to deflect and try to get people's attention off of, I truly believe they're doing to get people's attention off of Andrew McCabe. I'm not getting Tom's audio.
Absolutely right about that. Nobody has really had that take on events before, but they're absolutely doing this to get the story. New York Times apparently didn't even go out and contact the so-called reported victim, alleged victim, because the victim says they have no recollection of the events. They have no interest in talking about the story. This is, again, third-person hearsay. The victim allegedly told somebody who goes 35 years later to the New York Times to tell the New York Times about it. This is such shoddy journalism. Look at my website, National File, at Infowars.com, at FirepowerNews.com. You, in this industry, you have to have two sources independently confirm the same information before you can publish it. But the Gray Lady, the number one newspaper of the United States that until recently was owned in part by a Mexican billionaire, apparently they can just publish hearsay. And you're right, they are doing this. I believe you're 100% totally correct. They're doing this to distract from what's going on with McCabe, because this could be the first domino to fall that will uncover everything the deep state has tried to do to President Trump.
It's huge. This is huge. This should be the number one story throughout the entire media world. Andrew McCabe to be indicted. But like I said, the first time when it came up, they're talking about impeachment of President Trump. Here it comes Monday. Monday didn't even get here. And they're already talking about impeaching Kavanaugh. And like you just mentioned, the woman that they're talking about said, I don't even recall that. Leave me alone. And then the liberal media, guess what they did? Okay, you don't recall it, but we're still going to run with the story like it actually happened, because we have to lie to American people to get them to believe this whole story that we're telling them, this whole fake story, the fake news. And then they have the audacity and wonder why President Trump keeps calling them out to be very fake news. It's happening repeatedly. Go ahead.
And beyond that, I mean, they're the enemy of the people. That is, this is pushing propaganda. I mean, Will, this would be like if I called you up at 3 a.m. and I said, Will, I'm going to say to you a sentence. I need you to repeat it back to me. That way I can use you as a source. All right, thanks. You're an anonymous source now. Click. That's essentially what these people have reduced themselves to. And it's really a travesty. President Trump says all the time that he is the one thing keeping the New York Times alive. And I don't even think he's going to be able to do that much longer, because this is what these people don't get. They don't get that it's not 1985 still. There's shows like this and websites like Band.video, that there's Infowars.com, that there's NationalFile.com. They don't seem to understand. They no longer have a monopoly on information. And just like this is not going to work to impeach Kavanaugh, they're not going to be able to impeach Trump. And we're not going to have a war in Iran because of babies and incubators or whatever nonsense they're getting ready to throw at us.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They're not seeing any of that. And you know what, dude? You're on fire again. So we have Chad, Chad Williams Owen. He's a young black male conservative. There he is. Thank you for joining us, sir. And Trump supporter. And how, you know what? How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 15.
Years old. Wow.
Yes.
This is beautiful. And you're a Trump supporter?
Absolutely. I've been, you know, advocating for this president, you know, since he launched back in 2016. And, you know, ever since then, I've been on the ball and, you know, trying to get more African-Americans on the, you know, conservative side. And, you know, I'm trying to get them on the, you know, attached to the ideology, you know, thinking freely, you know, escaping, you know, thinking in bondage and all of that good stuff. So that's my mission.
That's amazing. So being a young black male, and you're, I take it that you're still in high school, right?
Yeah.
And does your friends and your co-school students that you go to school with, are they aware that you're a Trump supporter?
Absolutely. You know, I do get a lot of, you know, a lot of flack and, you know, a lot of, you know, heat. However, you know, I try to, you know, kind of wear, you know, my MAGA gear and all that good stuff to initiate conversation, to initiate dialogue, you know, so these you know, kids can kind of, you know, get a feel of where I'm coming from and, you know, get a feel of what, you know, I'm doing. So I try to, you know, activate, you know, those conversations so they can understand, because, you know, they truly don't fathom, you know, why I support this president and, you know, why I'm a Republican, conservative, and, you know, in that order. So
when I know you hear it all the time, they probably tell you saying, well, you know, he's racist and, you know, He doesn't like women. He doesn't like black people. What is your first response to them when they say this?
Sure. So, you know, there's countless times, you know, where I've been invited to the White House. You know, I you know, just inches away from this president. You know, and I think that, you know, they utilize this, you know, racist, xenophobic, sexist. You know, they use these, you know, analogies to just, you know, just. They create distractions. You know, they know good and doggone well that this president is not a racist. They know that, you know, he is not a sexist. It's just a distraction, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just, you know, a tactic utilized by the left to, you know, get people infuriated and distracted by what's really going on.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They use the race card to trigger black people. And we have a clip with Aunt Candace Owens at the Revolt Summit that I want to play for you when we come back from this break. And I want to get your thoughts on it and if you saw it or not. All right, this is Firepower. We'll be right back after this.
Something. If people know what you fear, you are the easiest person to control. The Democrats have figured out that black America is emotionally responsive to the word racism. She says racism, you jump up and you start cheering. You haven't even listened to what I've said to rebut it, okay?
Don't cheer.
But wait. The biggest issue, let me finish. The biggest issue facing black America is not white supremacy. When Trump said there were good people on both sides, he was talking about the fact that some people that were in the Charlottesville rally, and he could have paraphrased that better, he could have said something better, literally came there because they don't believe that statues should be torn down, okay? Other people came there because they were upset that amongst the people that came there to watch the statue be torn down were also white nationalists. So what he meant was there were some people that were just there using their First Amendment right There were some people that were there to respond to the white nationalists, and a big mess happened. I'm not trying to defend him or relitigate a situation. I'm saying that being hung up on that is allowing you to not look at an administration that is tackling so many issues in Black America right now. I do not consider myself a Republican. I definitely am not a Democrat, but Trump woke me up. I used to be liberal. Trump woke me up to the idea that we're being manipulated by the word racism every 4 years.
So wait, every four years.
Okay, you can pause it there, or just go ahead and let it play in the background. Let it play in the background as B-roll. And let's go back to our guest, Chad. And I want to get Chad, being the youth, the young Black male on the set with us today. What was your thoughts? Have you seen that before? And if you've seen it before, regardless, what are your thoughts after seeing Candace Owens giving her remarks?
And so, yeah, I definitely, watched a little bit of it yesterday. And, it was absolutely ridiculous. I feel like the left, they create, said terms. They create, all these things. Like I said, it's just a distraction, to kind of move away from what's really going on. They know that this president's not a racist. If anything, racism is, being kept alive by the left. If you take a look, there's too many examples to name, but if you take a look at Jussie Smollett, if you take a look at, and all the other things that, the left has, done, to revive racism. Racism has been on its deathbed in this country, but it's, it's essentially been revived by the left. So, simply put.
No, you're absolutely right. And you know what? The racism is nothing compared to what it was back in the day when we had slavery, or right after the Civil War, or during the Civil Rights, what the Democrats were completely against. And so there's no one Black in America that has been owned by Democratic slave masters. And so I have another clip that I would like to play for you really quick. And this is with Killer Mike. And he's on here talking about who has the best slave master, and they're fighting, and he's talking about they're fighting over who has the best slave master. So let's play this clip, and then we're going to come back and talk about it, and we'll get Tom Pepper to see if he has any questions for you.
Go ahead.
Stop it. Stop. Everybody hush. Hush. And listen. Because I'm about to give you the secret to what the f*** y'all are witnessing.
Oh, I'd like to hear it.
What you N-E-G-U-S of the royal kind, and N-I-double-G-S. What y'all are seeing right now are free people arguing over who got the best master. Oh, yeah.
So if you haven't seen that earlier during that clip, during that summit, he is talking about that he's all about Bernie Sanders, which is an old white man. He's all about Bernie Sanders. So the way I took that is that he's telling Candace Owens that your master, which he's saying is President Trump, and then the rest of them is the Democrat Party, that his master is better than all of them. I mean, that's what I took out of it, because he was all up Bernie Sanders' backside before that. So being a young Black male and you're coming up, I mean, I think it's absolutely wonderful that you woke up and you're thinking for yourself. Being a Black male and you see this type of stuff and you see Black people on this panel like this trying to convince you that you should not be supporting President Trump. What goes through your mind?
And so, it's just, President Trump and I, we share so many similarities. He's pro-life, he's pro-Christianity, pro-Leo, anti-illegal immigration. Those are the, four, ideologies that I hold near and dear to my heart. The Democrats just haven't offered that. I haven't heard any type of, Democrat, come up with plans that, would positively affect Black communities. I haven't heard, them come up with anything that, kind of resonates with what I believe in, what I hold near and dear to my heart. And so, President Trump, is just, just one of a kind. This is a president that, we just share so much, and we just have so many similarities. So, when he's when he's, you know, people like Killer Mike, T.I., when they say that I shouldn't be supporting the president, you know, I'm like, well, too bad, you know, until you know, a Democrat can show up, you know, and you know, emphasize some similarities that they have with me, I probably won't be supporting any type of Democrat anytime soon.
And, yeah, you know, well, good for you.
I don't think he knows. For example, I'm a conservative. However, you know, I'm not going to support every conservative there is. You know, and if there's a Democrat that, you know, can come up with some new ideas, some ideas that, you know, resonate with me, pro-life, pro-Leo, pro-Christianity, I will definitely get behind that, you know, Democrat. However, there just hasn't been any. And until then, I won't advocate for any Democrat.
Well, good for you for thinking for yourself. And I'm pretty sure all of the hate that you receive for showing support for President Trump is a clear indication that you're on the right side. Because I used to be a Democrat. I consider myself a Democrat at one point. God forgive me. But once I woke up and I went over to, first I wanted to become an independent. And I'm like, no, you know what? I'm going to have to pick one side, left or the right. I'm not going to be lukewarm about it. I'm going to pick one and I'm going to be on fire for that side. And I decided to go with the right side because they are pro-Christianity, they're pro-Constitution, they're pro-American, and they're most above all, they're pro-God, where the Democrats are not. And I didn't realize that it was so important for us to pick a side. So, Tom, did you have a question for Chad?
Well, first of all, thanks again for coming on the show, Chad. It's been a great pleasure to have you on. Absolutely. So I always have to ask this with anybody who I talk to, because back in 2015 and 16, people were saying Trump isn't a conservative. He's a closet Democrat. He's a racist, big orange man, bad. So I just have to ask, how did you first discover President Trump and how did you first break through the propaganda?
Okay. So, you know, you know, I was actually a Marco Rubio supporter before I supported the president. And, you know, as soon as Marco Rubio, you know, dropped his campaign, I'm like, you know, dog, he's not really attacking, you know, certain issues like how I wanted him to. For example, the issue of illegal immigration, you know, he wasn't as adamant and as firm and as vicious as President Trump was, you know, on illegal immigration. So as soon as he dropped his campaign, you know, I took a look at Diamond and Stone. You know, they are kind of, you know, what influenced me. You know, they are, you know, they are, you know, kind of what inspired me to become a Trump supporter. So, you know, I was looking at their videos, you know, I kept, you know, I was looking and, you know, they kind of, you know, just essentially, you know, they're on fire. They were so energized and, you know, I absolutely loved it. So, you know, ever since then, I've been supporting the president and, I plan to, you know, keep it going and, you know, I plan to continue to, you know, act as this, you know, activist for the president. I will continue to act as, you know, someone who is genuinely interested and shifting, you know, the black vote, you know, and help, you know, black people, you know, view the Republican Party.
Right. So that leads me to my next question. I mean, obviously, you're Generation Z. You're one of these Zoomers that we hear so much about. I claim to be a Zoomer, but I'm really not. I have a hypothesis that Generation Z is going to play a big part in getting President Trump reelected. Are you like the only guy in your school who likes the president, or is this a groundswell that you're responsible for in part creating?
Yeah. So, you know, there's a I guess, you know, we have some closet conservatives at school and, you know, I totally fathom, you know, why they don't want to, you know, come out as a conservative and, you know, come out as a Trump supporter because it's so detrimental. It's detrimental to your safety at school. It's detrimental to your, you know,
your schoolwork.
Yeah,
I mean, the teachers, teachers, I can imagine. Hey, we're getting ready to run out of time. So, hey, I want to thank you, Chad, for coming on with us. It's been a great honor and pleasure. They say that I'm a threat to the Democrats because I'm a black male and I speak out. But you are a bigger threat because you're 15 and you're coming up. I love to see it. I'm glad that you think for yourself. Continue doing. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Really quick, tell everyone how they can reach you and connect with you.
Hey guys, I'm the national chair of the Black Conservative Movement. You can search this up on you know, Instagram at Black Conservative Movement, and you can connect with me through there. And I look forward to working with all of you. And thank you again, Will, for having me on. I look forward to doing it again.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you for coming on with me. God bless you. God bless everyone. We'll see you tomorrow evening. God's willing.